right, dude. Positively unconstitutional. And we're visiting with our caller, Mike, in Illinois. And, Mike, you were saying that you're a friend of Mike Ditka's.
That's right.
I think he left coaching in Dallas in 1981. Uh-huh. I think that's the same year that Staubach and Dede Lewis retired. And, right. Of course, I was drafted in 82, so my time didn't overlap with his, and I don't really know Mike.
Right. Do you remember what happened in 1985?
Well, I played in that game.
We smoked Dallas going to the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
I can tell you that I played in that game, and our game plan was that our five down linemen would block your four down linemen.
Right.
And that we would let your two linebackers on a strong side run in the backfield. And if they both wanted to rush Danny White, it was no problem because we'd just throw hot. And they couldn't cover all the receivers when they blitzed both those guys at the same time. And what we found out is Otis and Wilbur, Otis Wilson and Wilbur Marshall, could run 10 yards forward a little bit faster than Danny White could run 7 yards backwards. And about the time his foot planted, they were planting their nose on his noggin, and he was knocked out in the first quarter there. But I specifically remember the tremendous, of course, Hogaboom came in, and he was knocked out later in the game.
Right.
And then our first-round draft pick, Reggie Collier, from the U.S. Football League, he came into the game.
Right.
And after 15 weeks of season and 6 or 8 weeks of preseason, he came into the huddle and they flashed him the play.
Right.
And he was unable to call the play.
Well, I can see your love is still about football and reminiscing about it. And Mike Ditka is the same way. Now, I got a quick question for you. Who's the best lick that you ever put on anybody, Phil?
The best lick would have to be, I'm trying to think of his name, Studwell. He was a linebacker up in Minnesota.
Wow.
And we ran a draw play in our, and it was the famous draw play that we ran, and I caught him running the wrong way. When he saw the back was cutting right behind me.
Right.
He turned back to me, and I caught him right up underneath the rib cage. And
right.
I mean, you can see in the film, he just kind of folded in half, and I could hear the grunt when I hit him.
Now, who put the best lick on you?
Well, I'd have to say that when I was in school, we played USC, and Chip Banks cracked my ribs with a kick in the side. I was, you know, on all fours trying to tie him up, and he came over and laid a knee in my side, and I had a hard time breathing for the next 6 or 8 weeks.
Okay. Well, you know who put the best lick on Mike Ditka?
Who's that?
Ray Nitschke. Old Toothless Ray.
Ray was a very aggressive player.
He's sort of like a Dick Butkus, if you ever played against him. And you probably
Again, I'm a little bit younger than those fellas.
Okay. Well, I saw Dick Butkus' last game at Illinois when my brother was there. I went down to see Dick's last game and then his lifetime career, of course, with the Chicago Bears. He's all busted up now, but he's traveling the country doing the things that Mike Ditka and I do, and that's getting athletes off of steroids. But I'd like to get to the subject that you're talking about, which is oxygen. Okay, I'm a hyperoxygenator. I've got all kinds of techniques to bring oxygen into the body and bulletproof my athletes and my patients. I've been called Doc since I was 14. I've got a website called wakeupwell.org, and my patient just called me from Pittsburgh. He listens to the RBN regularly, and he said, Doc, you've got to hear this guy talk about because you talk about unconstitutional stuff. They got $20,000 worth of my guns. I'm in court right now. I've been in court for 10 years, Phil.
My goodness.
Medicine.
Mike, you hear the music there in the background. That means we got to go for another word for our sponsor. Stay tuned. Stay online, and we'll talk some more about positively unconstitutional actions of our federal government. If I could get money.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with our caller, Mike, in Illinois. And, Mike, I'm looking at your webpage here, wakeupwell.org.
Right.
And I see your friends call you Dr. Mike. And we're talking about Doc Mike.
Yeah, Doc Mike. It's a nickname. I've been called Doc since I was 14.
Gotcha. And so you were saying before the break that you were a hyperoxygenator, and I've recently seen firsthand the benefits of oxygen treatments. One of my friends was diagnosed with prostate cancer,
right?
And he went the alternative medicine route of vitamins and oxygen treatments,
right.
And I've seen him cured in the last 18 months, and he's lost a tremendous amount of weight.
Right.
He had a lot of problems, you know, abscessed teeth, and different things like that, and he's managed to work through all these things, and you know, I'm a firm believer that this ozone and oxygen treatment can cure just about everything.
It will. In fact, that was how the world started, with a molecule of oxygen to start with, and then it went on from there. And it's the absolute purest form of air besides ether. And O3 is the number one cleanser on the planet. And we generate ozone in our own bodies, Phil, by the antigens that come into the body. They figured this out in 2002 at Scripps Institute of Research. And the quickest way to get it into the body is with urine therapy. You take a small amount of your own urine into your body, Every culture on the planet, except the United States, teaches its children about urine therapy. And that's going to be the cure for the cholera epidemic in Haiti. And what's going on with New Orleans, too. Well, I'm going down there in the next couple of weeks. I've been to Haiti twice on medical missions, and I know what their culture down there, why they're still alive down there. And they're, you know, they're trying to starve them to death, and they've got a big problem with cholera. But our own body, and it says it in the Bible, too, is our own pharmacy. It generates every mineral and substance known to man, and that's how we bulletproof ourselves.
So what do you think of, and I was mentioning earlier about a study that was done on these two Danes, Shepherdson and Anderson, and they lived with the Inuit Eskimos for 2 years, them and 23 men off the ship. They were, you know, stranded in the ice up there.
Right.
And they lived for 2 years on nothing but meat, primarily elk meat, but they also ate seal and whale and salmon and fish.
Right.
But virtually no vegetables were available to them
right.
for 2 years. And there was no cases of scurvy, and there was no other problems.
Right.
And so, you know, people couldn't believe that, you know, you could, a healthy diet could be one simply of meat. And so these two checked into the New York medical hospital there, and they kept them for 3 weeks while they fed them only meat, and they checked their ketones in their urine, and then they let them out after 3 weeks because they could just check their ketone level in their urine each week to see if they'd eaten any carbohydrates.
Right.
And, of course, they hadn't, and they were healthy. They did that study for a year, and so they pretty much proved. And so what I'm seeing here is a complete, you know, adulteration of our food supply.
Oh, yeah.
And the biggest problem that we have in our food supply is that, you know, one tomato and another tomato don't have the same nutritional value, you know.
Well, the main thing is these fertilizers, Phil, that have taken, they load up with nitrogen on these fertilizers to get a bigger crop, and the sulfur is pushed out of the chain. And that is what is so important in getting the oxygen into our cells is sulfur. And
sulfur.
And the sulfur that we're using is a organic sulfur. It comes from pine trees. It's very sophisticated and not that expensive, and opens up the oxygen receptors. And as a hyperoxygenator, this is a new thing for me, knowing about this sulfur. I take it a teaspoon in the morning and a teaspoon at night. And there's studies out there that can be accessed on the internet in organic sulfur studies. And it's like backing up a oxygen truck to your body, putting the oxygen in the body, and the truck stays there, and then takes out the dirt from your cells, takes it to the dump, and brings another truck right back again. That's how sulfur works. And there's many, many researchers that are now opening up this sulfur horizon to wellness. This is like a hyperbaric chamber. You're probably familiar with that.
Yeah.
Have you heard about it?
We didn't have those. I really was amazed at how primitive the medical care was at the Cowboys when we were there. You know, it was your typical cronyism like we see today in government.
Right.
You know, the doctors that were there were, you know, the cronies. They were buddies of the owner.
Right.
And, you know, they kept an iron fist on that. And you were censured if you went outside the organization to seek medical care.
Absolutely. Well, you were just a mule. I don't know, what was your highest salary as a Dallas Cowboy? Under $50,000?
No, a couple hundred thousand. A
couple hundred thousand, okay. Well, now it's millions, okay?
Right.
To beat your brains out. But you know what? These athletes are getting smart now, okay? They don't want steroids. I got to congratulate Lovie Smith here at the Chicago Bears for trying to organize the first steroid-free offensive line. They're all under 200 pounds, and we get blown off the ball every day. We've had new records set here for sacks by our quarterback, who's now in a concussion. You know, But I congratulate him for that, because that's what peewee football is about. That's what high school football is about. That's what college football is about. It's about clean athletes. When they get to the pros, when they get to the bigs, and Mike Ditka and I discussed this, he was looking at the combines. Athletes came in there at 170, 180, 190 pounds. By August, they were 230, 240, 260, 300. They were blowing up like hogs on a pig farm. And then they get injured. And what we're going through now in baseball, we see these low-scoring games and no-hitters. It's steroid withdrawal. These athletes are getting smart. Did you ever take steroids when you were playing, Phil?
I did. I played offensive line. It was very difficult for me to gain weight as a young man. And when I graduated from high school, I was over 6 foot 8 inches tall. I weighed about 228 pounds. By the end of the summer after my graduation from high school, by the time I went to Notre Dame, I had beefed up to all of 243 pounds. And, after about 3 weeks of practice there, I was down to 233. So can you imagine an offensive lineman that's 6 foot eight, 233 pounds, and the average guy, you know, is 6 foot five and 265 to 275.
Right.
And, I don't think I could have ever played in the professional leagues, without steroids. And I don't really understand, this whole argument of, don't use steroids. Why? You have a drug here that makes you stronger. It helps you lay down proteins. Now, the problem is that the people don't know how to use it. They're abusing it. Why aren't the doctors given this? You got a gladiator out there. Here's a guy that you're trying to add 2 more weeks to the season. Here's a guy that's got to play 9 months of football. And then when he needs a painkiller and when he needs, some way to rejuvenate his body faster because the demands that you're putting on it are superhuman,
right.
You say, that's cheating. I mean, can you imagine if we had a pill that made you smarter? I mean, they'd be injecting you with it. You'd have to take it,
Here's the deal, Phil.
But this is ridiculous.
There's a technique that I've been using, and it has been in use from the University of Illinois by Aaron Mattis for over 45 years. It's called oxygen-based training, okay, where you don't build up lactic acid, and you have athletes competing on the same level. If you, at 230 pounds and 6 foot eight, bounce off a guy that's 250, okay, and not on steroids, okay, you are competing on the same level of mentality. And then it's your talent, your speed. I'll tell you what's going on with steroids, because I did a tremendous amount of research on steroids before we put in the steroid ban, okay? And that is that every steroid, whether you inhale it, whether you inject it, whether it's a cream, whether it's a pill, whether you take it rectally or orally, through your ears, through your nose, whatever it might be, every one of these steroids, Phil, reduce the amount of calcium in your body. They are calcium depleters, and the manufacturers of these steroids know that. It's right in their warnings. It's up to you to find this and avoid these steroids, because look at what happens to you're familiar with Brian Urlacher. He's been in the hospital for the last 3 years, and he's starting to break down now again this year. How about Mac McGuire? His final year in the bigs, he was in the hospital most of that summer. See, now you say there's some advantages to steroids, because when you took them, you bulked up and you became, on a par with these guys that were 250, 260, 300, 330, and your talent then kept you going. But right. You didn't know that you're going to be breaking down after if you don't detox from these steroids, which you probably have. Now, here's some more music. I'd like to stick around if you want me to.
Stick around, Mike. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. All right, Doc Mike.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking with our guest caller today, Doc Mike in Chicago. And Doc, we've been talking about oxygen and oxygen therapies and ozone, and I'm absolutely amazed, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, that I've started to I'm up to 25 drops in a 5 ounce glass of water 3 times a day of 35% pure, you know, medical grade hydrogen peroxide.
Wonderful. And you'll see the differences in your blood chemistry and the oxygen uptake. Now, I'd like to go over some real quick things here, as I've got to be in Milwaukee in a couple of hours. I've got a new patient up there that I'm starting to treat today, and I'd love to stay till the end of your show. But I've got a couple things here I got to get ready, and then I'm leaving for Milwaukee. And I will join your show if it's okay with you. Again, are you only on Saturdays, Phil?
Yeah, just 10 to 12 Saturday mornings.
Okay. And I know it's, 11:25 there at your offices?
Right. Yeah, we're on Central Time.
Great. Okay. I will join you again, and I know Steve wasn't able to finish listening to your program out of Pennsylvania, but he's a patient of mine, and I've helped some of his friends with their things. I'd like to go over some quick oxygen therapies for you. If people can afford it, a hyperbaric chamber is one of the best ways to increase the oxygen levels in your body. Stretching and vibration, low vibration therapy, under 6,000 RPM. Hitachi has a single head unit. and there are other vibration units, even tapping gently on the body. These are on my website. Also, there's a vibration page at services and forms. And just gentle exercise, low rep, low set lifting, that prevents the buildup of lactic acid in the body. And lactic acid, as you know, or you may know, or got to know, is an oxygen robber in the body. That no pain, no gain was all bull. It was very, devastating.
I've realized that my body makes a lot less lactic acid since I stopped eating glutens.
You bet. There's so many things out there, Phil, that are coming to the forefront, the truth about wellness. I've been doing this for 12 years, night and day. I've been in and out of court for the last 10 years because they accused me of being a fraud when I said that oxygen can help the body. Here in Illinois, our Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, okay, and I'm running, by the way, for Attorney General this Tuesday as a write-in candidate for Attorney General, and throw her out of here and her dad, too. They're two of the biggest crooks in Illinois. But they got me in fraud court for 2 years. We beat them there. They started a criminal grand jury against me for practicing medicine without a license. I was in two years in criminal court, and the state screwed up the case so badly that they threw everything out. And we had a I was admitted to a misdemeanor of attempted practice of medicine. And when
here's one of the things that I talk about often, Doc Mike, is about your status under the law. And as a 14th Amendment citizen / slave, you have no rights. You have to get a license to do anything. It's effectively illegal for you to do anything. But if you would change your status to where you are no longer in rebellion against the de jure republic of your birth, and you would change your nationality back to your state nationality, then you would have the status whereby all things to you are lawful. And so there, you need no license to practice medicine. I mean, it's nonsense. Do I need a license to cut my child's hair? Well, of course not. So many things like this. You know, it's your God-given right to travel in this country, but that right's been exchanged for a corporate privilege without your knowledge and consent.
Okay. On my website, Phil, is a case out of Texas, and this is probably no coincidence, that you don't have to go to a licensed doctor for your ailments. And it's right on my website there. You could probably find it, you know, if you peruse my disclaimer statement there. It starts with that suicide prevention for doctors, okay, and then, you know, that I'm not approved by the American Cancer Society, diabetes, blah, 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 okay?
Right.
There's a thing there about Texas, a specific case that you don't have to go to a doctor. And I know about that case, but here in Illinois, and what I would like to do, now it's 11:29, I got about a minute left here before I have to go. Is there a phone number that you might want to give me over the air that I can get in touch with you personally? Because I do want to change my status so that I can practice freely and with medical freedom. Is there a number I can get in touch with you either through the station or your personal number?
Well, you can always contact me through my personal email at phil.posteric.
Unfortunately, I don't do computers, Phil.
You don't have a computer, huh? You can call me at 214
yes
783
yes
3436
3436. Okay, great. And I really appreciate all the time you've given me, Phil. I would stay another hour or two or three because I know where you're going with this health and wellness thing. Okay?
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Doc Mike, and we'll talk to you again.
God bless you.
Listening
all your
to
efforts.
Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll go back to another word from our sponsors.
Every day is the weekend, I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day there's a reason to just do it all over again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and today is October 30th, 2010. We were visiting with Doc Mike in Chicago, and you can have a look at his website if you so desire, and I believe that website is www.wakeupwell.org, and, you know, this whole oxygen treatment is, you know, it's a great idea. I mean, it's just, it's amazing what it can do for you. And it's my understanding that, you know, in the last 10,000 years, oxygen levels have probably fallen about 10%, from about 30% of the oxygen down to about 20% oxygen in our atmosphere or less. In heavily polluted areas, probably only 15% oxygen. And so your body is designed to run at a higher oxygen level. And as you grow older, you lose lung function. And a lot of that lung function loss, I think, is from, damage that you do by breathing in the chlorine in the water in your shower. So as your body loses the inability or loses the ability to collect oxygen through your lungs, and then, of course, you eat all these glutens and wheat and partially hydrogenated vegetable oils with which clog up your bowel, your third lung, as the book likes to refer to it, which can absorb oxygen directly from your food into your bloodstream through your colon. And so you can see that we're working on reduced oxygen levels so that anytime we can increase the amount of oxygen to our system, you know, that probably want to do that. And there's other kind of treatments that are described in the book, like taking out, you know, having someone take some of your blood out and then ozonate it or add hydrogen peroxide to it and then re-inject it into you. The hydrogen peroxide reacts violently with any kind of plant matter. And I've never seen cleaner water than when you treat it with ozone or than when you treat it with hydrogen peroxide. And so, you know, that's where we're at. I mean, we can't tell what the nutritional value of our food is by looking at it. We know that the ground in American, you know, farmlands has been depleted since the mid-1930s, according to the Department of Agriculture. We know that the fertilizer that we do use, as Doc Mike brought out, is mostly nitrogen, so that, you know, you get lots of growth, but there's no value there. There's no minerals in your food anymore. And, you know, most Americans suffer from, you know, mineral deficiencies. And that's what's killing us. It's, you know, the adulteration of our food. I know we're running out of time. We're down to about 20 minutes left in the show here. With that said, I'll go to our next caller, who is Lark in Texas. Hi, Lark.
Phil, good morning. Great show.
Hey, thank you. Good to hear your voice. How are you today?
Well, great. Listen, I wanted to provide you and your listeners just a little bit of information to add to what you have been discussing this morning regarding ozone treatments, oxygen, et cetera, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
These are links that you can tap into. I had the great pleasure of working with a guy named Dr. Morris Silber, and that's M-O-R-I-S. Silber is S as in Sam, I-L-B as in boy, E-R. He was the lead scientist for the Soviet Olympic teams for 23 years. And he's now based in out of Maryland and in Washington State. He's you know, he's basically an older guy, mostly retired. His daughter, I think, is in residency at through John Hopkins out in Maryland near Baltimore. But check him out, and he speaks to adaptogens and, of course, stress as it relates to sports medicine and overproduction of lactic acid. And I think that would be useful to you. And then I want to give you just a couple of great links that would be useful, I think, too, to this discussion. And, of course, one of my favorites is called cancer-prevention.net. Cancer-prevention.net. One of my oldest favorites, and I really love CureZone, C-U-R-E, Zone, Z-O-N-E, .org or com, I'm not sure. But there's also a great website that was brought up on John's program recently, John Stadtmiller's, and that would be the WestonAPrice.org. That's the Weston A. Price Foundation. And there is a thing in there called Nutrition Greats, which I find fabulous. And
say it again. It's a nutrition what?
It's called Nutrition Greats, or the Legends of. It's called Nutrition Greats. But these particular, there's only four Nutrition Greats on this website, and one is Dr. Edward Howell. The other is Francis M. Pottinger. Then there's two dentists, Dr. Royal Lee, and, of course, Weston A. Price. But you can simply find that information at westonaprice.org. And then finally, I want to bring to your listeners' attention a wonderful website called soilandhealth.org. And I know you're an amateur gardener. And
yeah,
this is soilandhealth.org has got some of the greatest information, scientific information. It's all very easy to read, very pleasurable, related to soil and health. You know, to be a farmer today or to be a rancher, what you really are is a soil farmer. So what you're doing is you're cultivating the soil. And soil is very important to our health, more so than most people realize. And, of course, with today's agriculture, it's all about quantity production as opposed to quality production.
You know, along those lines, you know, I recently watched a History Channel special called, I think it was called Everything About Eggs. And there was an Englishman who moved to California and started in an egg co-op. And the chickens were all raised in a pasture and fed all organic foods that he grew on the farm there. And he was delivering about 900 dozens of eggs a week only to the co-op owners who had put up the money to buy the ranch. And they were paying $8 a dozen for these all-natural eggs. Because why? Because they had a higher omega-3s in them, and they were better for you. And, you know, it's amazing to me to see that, you know, they know all about the nutrition of these chickens, and they know exactly how much minerals they have to give the chicken in order that the eggshell doesn't easily crack, and that, you know, the yolk in the egg stands up. And, of course, they have all these grades, A, double A, and all that depends on how high a quality the protein is, you know, in the yolk.
Well, that is wonderful. You know, I'm a seed collector, and especially sprouting seeds.
Right.
For me, as long as you've got high quality water, and you have fresh air, and you have seeds, especially sprouting seeds because they're uncoated, then you have everything you need to sustain life.
And along those lines, I want everybody to understand that I've gone out to the health food store, and I've purchased a quart of medical grade that's 35% pure hydrogen peroxide. And it costs $18.95 for a quart. And, of course, you know, for the amount that I'm taking, I mean, it's like a lifetime supply. But I want to bring this up because, of course, you know, hydrogen peroxide is a good way to clean water. And, you know, when I put these drops into the water, one of the things that I'm amazed about, and, of course, I always use filtered water, is how clear the water looks, even after it's been filtered. How much cleaner it looks with the hydrogen peroxide in it.
You know, Phil, I'm a big advocate of that kind of a product, too. You know, you can actually breathe that stuff, too, into your lungs.
Ozone, yeah, they recommend that you bubble it through olive oil or something. You don't want to get too much or too high a concentration.
Exactly. By the way, there's air cleaners today and things for your laundry. You can do a search for something called Laundry Pure. This is a device that you attach to your washing machine, which uses ozone. And it requires that you never need to use anything more than cold water, as well as, and you don't need any detergent. And your clothes will actually come out cleaner than as if you were using detergent and hot water.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, all our water at the municipal water plant should be cleaned with ozone. You know, they've got new air conditioners out now that use ozone to clean the air. You know, actually, they don't use ozone. They use ultraviolet light in order to disinfect the air that goes through the air conditioner. So, I mean, there's, you know, and these things are really inexpensive. You know how much an ultraviolet light costs and how much electricity it uses and the health benefits of something like this? I mean, it's incredible. Just simple things.
You've disseminated some wonderful information today, but do a search, Phil, for fresh air, which is a product, and also Laundry Pure. And that's pretty fascinating that we don't have to buy laundry detergent nor use anything but cold water to wash clothes in a regular washing machine.
That is pretty amazing. I'm going to have to definitely look into that.
Thanks.
I bet it makes your clothes last longer. You know, I've had incidents too, and some people, you know, this may be happening to you as you get older and you don't realize it. And that is that, especially if you have a side you know, one of the washing machines that is horizontally mounted instead of vertically mounted, mm-hmm. they generally use less water. And so when they rinse your clothes, they, you know, a lot of people are trying to save water now. And what happens is that it doesn't completely rinse the detergent out of your clothes. And so over a period of years, if you're like me, you know, some of my clothes last for years, you know, I'll tend to get a rash or I'll get itchy. And I think it has to do with a buildup of detergent, which, you know, builds up in your clothes, and then you get a skin rash or an allergy to it. You know, this, you know, people can, you know, suddenly be having, you know, breakouts on their skin and itching and all these kinds of things because, again, they're having a buildup of laundry detergent in their clothes. So, you know, Lark, I can only say thank you so much. Actually, the cancer-prevention.net site I've found before. I'm extremely interested in looking at the CureZone site and the WestonAPrice.org, especially at their nutrition grades. But I believe there's a lot of disinformation out there. You know, this food pyramid is totally wrong.
Of course.
Anyone who eats according to the food pyramid will get obese.
By the way, Phil, can I say something about bread?
Yes.
You know, I was a chef for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very serious about it. And the main reasons I got out of it is because I could not reconcile the profit motive with my desire to combine optimal health with culinary art. But there's really only three or four types of bread that are worth eating. And the first one is called Ezekiel or Essene bread, which is made with sprouted seeds.
That's what I eat now.
And then there are what I call crackleens or soda crackers. It's also called kosher cracker that goes in matzo brei. I have to think of it for just a second. But then the other ones are quick breads like Irish soda bread and Irish wheaten bread, and especially a unique bread that was made in the colonies. That it's one of the most nutritious breads you can eat, and it's called Boston Brown bread. They used to make it in old Folgers coffee cans. But look those things up. Those are very easy to do. They're simple. They're called quick breads for a reason. And soda is very important because it balances the over acidity of our bodies.
So it's alkaline. It gives our body something. And this is one of the things that Doc Mike mentioned earlier in the show, is that this acidity and, you know, these different drugs, steroids in particular, you know, will leach calcium from your system.
Well, absolutely. But yeah, this whole thing with you know, by the way, I know you probably know this, but in France they use ozone for their public water systems. They don't use chlorine.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, the city of Paris actually their public water supply is cleaned with ozone treatment plants. It's they don't use chlorine.
I can't see any reason why you wouldn't do it that way. What better way could you do it? I mean, it only costs you, you know, you build a machine one time, you hook it up to the power supply, and it's cheap, you know, $0.05 a kilowatt hour.
Yeah, when you run a hot shower and you've got that steam and you're ingesting it in your shower, that, you know, chlorine gas is deadly.
Oh, it's highly reactive too. That's why they use it. It just reacts with all the dirt in the water, with all the, you know, beds, you know, with all the crap in the water. But then you're left with the highly reactive chlorine, and like say, it might be 100 times normal concentrations in your shower.
Yeah, Olympic athletes that are, say, on the swimming and diving teams, they will not swim in American pools. They have to go to special pools just to even train for the Olympics, if there's an Olympics even held in this country, because they just won't get in our pools because they're so, you know, between the fluoride and the chlorine. I mean, they know, you know, especially Europeans and the Aussies, those types of people, they just won't swim in it. They know it's poison.
they know it's poison in their body. You know, their skin is their largest organ, and it can, you know, directly absorb these toxins, you know, which are dissolved in the chlorine in the water. I mean, you know, it's dangerous. I mean, it's amazing people live as long as they do in America.
You know,
it seems like we're under attack from every direction.
It's just criminal what has been allowed to happen in our country over the course of our lifetimes and even our parents' and grandparents' lifetimes. What they've permitted is being permissible medicine, public health, and everything else.
Well, with that said, you hear the music there, Lark. We've got to go back to break. Another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been visiting with our caller Lark this morning, and of course we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show here. I want to invite everybody to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at the noon hour on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And with that said, I want to give our other caller, who's been holding for at least a half an hour, Lester, an opportunity to give us a few last words here in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the show. So without further ado, Lester, are you with me?
Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Well, this is kind of off today's subject, which has been pretty interesting today. I've studied a lot of this myself, but on the banking front, right? I got sent a YouTube video that I think you need to have. Okay, it's money, the equal sign, debt, the equal sign, slavery, part two. And it's a court case where a guy beat the bankers.
All right. So did everybody catch that? The name of it is, go to YouTube and search Money Equals Debt Equals Slavery Part 2. And I'm sure that that they're correct, because everything that we consider money today is definitely debt. And we definitely have a system of debt slavery in the United States and in the world that's been implemented by the powers that be, the great monarchs of Europe, who have made slaves of us all through the 14th Amendment.
You know, you talk about court precedents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this here is precedents. It's where, you know, the banker actually admitted in court that he created the money after the guy signed the loan, and the guy won the case.
Well, there's no doubt that money is created in the banks, and that, you know, effectively the banks do not loan money. They effectively create debt, and that, of course, they're breaking their charter, which says they can only loan money and that they can't act as surety. But they must be acting as surety, because the promissory notes from the Federal Reserve, or from the Treasury to the Federal Reserve Bank, again, you know, promissory notes do not constitute money. So, you know, we can see the fraud that's there.
I think you'll enjoy it. You can let me know next weekend what you think about it.
All right, Lester. Well, I surely appreciate your call and the heads up on the money debt slavery part two. And I'm always looking for some remedy, some way to get out from under the oppressiveness of our federal government. And with that said, I advise everybody to go out and find, there's a movie out there called Sweet Remedy. And Sweet Remedy is about aspartame in our food supply, and how the aspartame causes nerve damage, also causes some of these autoimmune diseases like lupus and fibromyalgia. And, of course, if you really go back into the history of it, you'll see that it was political favors that got it approved by the FDA, which, of course, is supposed to be protecting you and I, but effectively is doing no such a thing. Well, as always, time flies when you're having fun. Lester, thanks for your call. We're out of time. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited.
Get it out there.